Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to me, thanks for listening to me. Because, you know, you're listening. I love you. Okay, so, let's see here. What are we talking about? Oh, I know. The fact that I was so overwhelmed last year that I've been saying this for a long time as a single parent. I need somebody else's brain because I cannot think for four people. I just can't. I can't think for four people. I can't think for four people. I can't think for four people. So you know what? I'm always on my personal development tip. And I stumbled upon building a second brain. And I was like, what? I had already been going over this for a while in my planning. Like, I was just like, man, I love my planner. I'm a pen and paper person. I grew up with pen and paper, but it's like, geez, Louise, please send me a notification to my phone about something that's in my planner. Cause you know, sometimes you be out and about doing stuff and you like, I know I got to do these things. You on your errands and then you be like, oh crap. I forgot to go over here and drop this off. I forgot to go over here and pick this up. I forgot to go over here and do this. When you get home, you be so tired. You be like, oh my God, I forgot to blah, 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 blah. Put a link in the description. So, yeah, I'm just, man, building a second brain. I went headlong. I thought GTD was my jam. No. Building a second brain was what I needed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 2024. It might be starting off like crap, but it's going to end with a bang. I'm so excited for this year. I'm working on building my second brain. First, I looked at all the apps that I could use, that I already use, and new ones that could optimize what it is that I'm trying to do. And boom. I'm not an Obsidian fan. I'm not a Rome fan. I originally was thinking about Rome because I really love the bullet journal method in my wallet when I'm out and about. And I have a regular planner that I designed in my half letter at home. And I was just like, oh man, but I need something digital. I use Google Keep, but I have so many email addresses that sometimes it'll be in the wrong email when I'm putting the note in. So when I go back to my notes, I'm like, where did it go? I need one central app that's going to help me write my blog post because I need to know what everything is related to. And oh my goodness, guess what I stumbled upon? Notion, because it gives me an outline version, it gives me templates, and it gives me databases to make those relational things and set it up to where I can even write a blog post in Notion, copy and paste that sucker, and put it on my blog. Oh, Lord. Y'all don't even know how good this year about to be. I'm about to be optimizing all of my little tips and tricks that I've gone through for the past 10 years. Oh my goodness, you have no idea. My brain. I needed a second one, and I got it. Thank you, Tiago 4J. I don't know how to say your name. I hope I said it right. You're the GOAT right now. You are the GOAT right now. It's like, you know how you read so many personal development and productivity books, and you're just like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. And you try to implement them, but you need that one little piece to make it just, like, stick and be solid. That book. I'm telling you, I am in the universe. I've been putting it out there. I need another brain. I need another brain. And he wrote the book for me. And he used the title that I've been asking. Ooh, a brain. Another one. I'm sorry. I'm just hyped up. I feel good. The motivation and the energy is good. I don't care about the perimenopausal moodle swings and all that other stuff going on. This year, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to tell you what's going on with me. And right now, now that I have my second brain, watch. I'm going to be putting this stuff out on a regular basis because everything is out of my head. And now I have a system to help me keep track of it. So when it gets out of my head, it doesn't get lost. And it can easily be on my computer, on my phone, to remind me of the tasks that I need to do. Oh, you have no idea how much weight is off of my shoulders. My website was supposed to be called Balanced Burden and the Burden of Thinking for Four People. Whew. The balance has shifted in my favor. Finally. Notion is my stuff because of how it's in outline form. I love it. It is so easy to use. It's so simple. The shift commands, the key commands are awesome. I love them. Even on a Chromebook, even though I hate Chrome, I really do because it's internet-based. And when I just want to turn the internet off and just work, I can't. I hate that. I like how I can go back and forth between things, but I hate that I always have to be online. I don't like being online. But even still, considering I got this from for free, I think. No, I paid for this one. This one I paid for. I got it from T-Mobile. T-Mobile, I love you, but I don't. You're crap, but you get the job done. The Magenta plan is awesome. But anyway. So, in consideration of me thinking for four little human beings, oh no, three, I only have three kids. I'm a little human being too. No, I'm not. I'm huge. But anyway, I've been thinking for so many people trying to keep track of everybody's schedule and do all these other things and writing everything down. Sometimes I just don't have time to do it. And by delving into the Second Brain series and reading the book and watching some of the YouTube videos to help me pinpoint the apps that I needed. Oh my God, the automation is awesome. Like, no wonder why people be killing it. And I'm just like, why is it not working for me? It's not working for me because I've got four heads on my shoulders. I just need one. I just need one. And then I need a brain in my pocket. That's it. So I got the book. I read the book. It's full of so much information, it's ridiculous. So everybody be talking about the PAR method. I'm going to post it on my blog. I'm telling you, I already wrote it. It's in Notion. I just got to post it after I post this. It is projects, areas, resources, and archives. But I put it in like AR Papa. But because it's areas, resources, projects, and archives for me. That makes sense for me. Or all pop. Because even though I know the branding on that was just awesome, like PARA sounds good. RPOP? No, not so much. But I was just thinking, I was like, when I print out my planner and I'm going through everything, I'm always thinking about the different areas of my life. And within those areas of my life, when I'm doing research, I pick up all of these resources. And when I get those resources, they fundamentally go towards a project. So for me, it's areas, resources, projects. And then when I'm done with the project and I'm done with whatever resource, I can archive it when I know that I'm not going to use those resources again. That's it. That's it. Like, and then when he said you could organize your Google Drive and all the other stuff, I was just sitting here thinking, like, my Google Drive is so full of resources. I don't even know how to research half that stuff. I can't even find it. But if I were to put it in Notion, oh my goodness, why didn't I use these apps before? Because I didn't know how. I didn't have a workflow to use Notion. I didn't know what to use it for. I didn't have a team of people to run a business. It was just me. So I just needed a workflow that could work for me. And then once I read the book and I had seen how it worked in Notion and how to set it up and do all of that, it was on. I'm telling you, this week I got YNAB, I got Notion, I downloaded some templates, I set up the PAR method in Notion, and look, I got four posts in a row. We can throw a party when I get like 25 in a row, but I'm still feeling good about this one. My goal is to post every week in this year. I'm gonna do it. I promise. Because my brain is not swelling with information. So I can even make podcasts on my phone, and then It works. I'm telling you, I need to link to all of these fabulous things that I found that have helped me in the past 10 days. I can't believe 10 days. It's awesome. So I just get a second brain, read that book. I'm telling you, you should download Notion. It's free. And it has transformed my life. I've even decided to redesign my planner pages to help me transfer the information from the paper to the computer. It's just, chef's kiss. The inspiration is just awesome. I just can't even believe the creativity that is popping out of my head now that I have room for these ideas to grow. And it's just, it looks nice. The Rome thing, that Rome research app or web app that they have, I thought I would like it because of all of the features that it had with the intertangledness, but I don't like how it looks. It just looks like a clump of, what are those things, dandelions that fly around? That. And I, my brain don't work like that. I'm not a mind mapper. I need it to be in outline form, and Notion is what it is. So if you need a second brain, which I think every adult with children needs, and you think in a linear top-down motion, get Notion. I just thought of that on the fly. I am awesome, y'all. The creativity. Ooh, I'm so excited. Okay, so Notion is awesome. Obsidian is too dark. Rome Research is cool. There are so many other apps out there that you can build your second brain on. The thing is that in the book, you get to choose your workflow. But when you set it up, the databases and all the information and where it goes and how it's stored, it literally is your second brain, because you know that is how you think. And it's just being displayed for you to literally see what is in your head. Period. You turn on your computer, you go to your Notions app, you see everything that you need to look at for the day. Nothing else. It's all there. It's beautiful. I can't praise it anymore. It's been praised enough. I need y'all to just come hang out with me. I need to figure out how I can show you how I set it up and all that good stuff. Because it's just, I'm telling you, I'm going to be putting this with my paper planners. I'm telling you, this is crack. It's good. It's good. The burden is lifted. The balance has been restored, at least in my mind right now. And I am so excited. And I hope that you get excited too when you get the book and read it. It's just awesome. I love you. Oh, wait, and there's more. I forgot to talk about the lesson plans. Oh, my God, I can get the lesson plans in Notion. All of those, oh, my goodness. Okay, that's it. I love you.